Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Next hour, we're going to tell you all the things that we're not going to talk about in the final 2 hours of the show. Thought that was a rousing success yesterday. I've got a couple good ones for you, and we'll explain that a little more to start next hour. It's basically like as we mock kind of the hot take culture, which has permeated sports media over the last couple of years. It feels like it's like never been as insane as it is now. I'm sure, like we were probably saying that like 6 months ago also. So it's insane. So we'll do that next hour. The return of the D-Gen draft. We have tasked our former and current executive producer, Eli Herskovich, coming up with something random for a D-Gen draft. We don't know what it is. For people that don't remember, Eli was the absolute worst at this in season one of You Better, You Bet. Terrible topics, terrible choices.
And terrible imaging.
Yeah. The imaging could be the worst imaging of all time. But I'll say this for Eli.
That was from our guy, though. Our guy in Philly.
It was our guy. Our guy did it. It was our guy.
Is our guy still our guy, or he was only our guy then?
Only our guy then.
Good. Well, good. Well, screw him then. I don't even know who it is, but he sucks.
Someone else's guy.
Yeah, good. And then hopefully he stays there forever. But it was so bad, it was good. So I think Ken and I are both pretty optimistic about this coming up next segment, courtesy of our guy, Eli Herskovich. Drew Dinsick, the whale capper, joins us next hour as well, talking NBA playoffs. Drew's extremely sharp. Can't wait to have him on. James Mazzola, For Profit Podcast, the best golf bettor out there, joins us for Travelers Championships picks to end next hour. Final hour of the show, of course, is the Power Hour. All our bets for tonight, including side, total, and
props
for the Suns and the Clippers.
It's crazy it's last, by the way. It's still crazy that it's last. It still hasn't sunk in. I know we did the whole show yesterday. It was amazing to get out at like earlier, and it was just the whole, it felt weird.
Should we spend a minute talking about that? Yeah, do people care?
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to care.
Listen, because this is like, this is kind of, these are our lives here. We're hosting the show. Yes. We're going to talk about this stuff. This is new for us.
My life.
England may have just scored again. It might be 2-0. Which just screws everything up.
Yeah. I'm just going to lose.
I'm not going to win bets forever. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. The show.
Ended. How happy we were. And I say were there.
Oh, goal waved off. Offside.
Yes.
Okay. So still 1-0.
1-0.
So the show ending at 7 was great. It's because it's like, wow, it's only 1 hour, but it is actually like a significant difference
critical
to that
hour
earlier. I know you're talking your kids into bed at night, which is obviously awesome. So for me, I become such like a creature of habit as the host, right? Like driving the show along, where it's like, you know, we would have our show would be formatted differently from day to day, but largely it followed kind of the same format, right? And just to pull the curtain back a little bit, we kind of break our segments up. There are 12 segments per show. We talk about them like Super Mario World. So like the first segment of the show is 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 2.1, et cetera, like worlds in Super Mario. Whereas the Power Hour was 3.1 through 3.3, and kind of like it was always in my head, Power Hour, Hour 3, still an hour to go. Now I'm kind of like rewiring my brain that the Power Hour is actually the last hour of the show. So I found myself yesterday kind of like in like lost in like the mental Bermuda Triangle of like, I don't know what the hell's going on right now. I felt like I had like mental jet lag during the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Feel a lot more comfortable with it today with the show under my belt.
Absolutely. I think the Power Hour is going to end up being better long-term, honestly, as a result of it. Cause you know, we can empty the bucket. We can empty the bucket and we know the show's just over and it's just then, you exhale. Then whereas normally we have to exhale and then say, and we're going to do our Euro bets. And here's overnights and here's two guests. And let's also talk about this story Nick had from his weekend. Like, now we can just empty the bucket and feel good about it. I think it's going to be good long term. I'm happy about it.
And for you, you actually got to tuck your kids into bed last night. For the first time, probably a while on a weekday, I'm guessing.
Doing the show. Yeah. I mean, it never happens basically. So, Will goes to bed at like 7:30. Claire goes to bed 7:45, and got home. Got to do both teeth brushing.
What's with the 15-minute difference there?
Just because I do both, and they both demand that if I'm home, I put them to bed. So I have to do one and then the other. That's all.
I'm sure your wife is thrilled with that, and I mean that seriously.
Oh yeah, So it's like, it can be a little, when it's like a vacation or a long weekend, and then like the third day, it's just like, no, Dad has to do it. She just like throws up her hands basically because she can't help basically, or she feels like lesser, even though obviously most of the time she's doing all the hard work. But no, it was awesome, and both kids were very, very, very happy with the result.
All right, good. Yeah, so 3-7, our new time here. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight. Knights Canadiens, game number 5. Major League Baseball, huge slate tonight. Sure, Eli's going to have some bets. How about Rick Camp yesterday, by the way, cashing with Razor Ramon Laureano, RBI plus 182. So hopefully Rick's going to be back today with an RBI bet. We'll get Rick's player props, Bill's take on the NHL. Yeah. The Knights and the Canadiens, say hello to the bad guy. Are you here to see WCW? Or are you here to see the... NWO.
WCW? The emphasis was always outstanding.
Another one for the good guys. Love it. Okay. But now, Eli, Rick, and Bill, it's time for Ken and I to take a trip. And we're going to Europe.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mickey Football and Footy Soccer Center going on a Euro trip to play some Euro bets on the Euro Cup. It's time for Soccer with Nick and Ken.
I actually love this open now. I hated it and now I love it.
I like the song. I like the song very much. The song is outstanding.
But I'm into Bill going, it's time for them to go to Europe to place bets on the Euro Cup. Here is something else, Europe. Euro on You Better Euro, You Bet. It just, I don't know if Bill, is Bill in the stream? He may not be. I don't know if Bill did that on purpose, but it's actually turned out to be a stroke of genius here. All right, Ken, 4 games tomorrow. We got about 6 or 7 minutes to hit them. So let's start with the games coming up at noon tomorrow. We've got Poland and Sweden. Poland plus 150. Sweden lead the group right now at plus 180. The draw plus 230. The total here is 2.5. Poland's got to win. Poland's sitting on 1 point right now. Sweden is almost definitely through. They may actually have already qualified by virtue of having 4 points already. So Sweden's through. It's just a matter of whether they're going to win the group or not. So again, Poland, Robert Lewandowski in the Poles plus 150. Forsberg in the Swedes plus 180. Draw plus 230. 2.5. Ken, your total.
I was a little surprised that draw wasn't like brought down as much as we've seen it for some of the other matches, just because of how Sweden like to play. And I'm just kind of asking myself, like, would Sweden love a 0-0 draw here? And are they a team that's like very capable of taking any country and making it a 0-0 draw? And the answer to both questions is yes. And doesn't mean it's necessarily going to end that way, but I feel like they'd be very happy with that. They can absorb pressure. We watched the match against Spain where Spain should have scored a billion goals. I'm not saying Poland's going to be able to do that, but like, Sweden have kind of shown a propensity to want to play very low scoring games. Obviously, they're not particularly talented up top. They don't score many. I honestly think, cool, like Poland's going to try, but they've also haven't been very successful historically, much less in this tournament. I do like the under in this match. I think it's entirely, for me, the handicap is dictated by what I think Sweden wants to do and how I think they like to play. And if they like to play that way, I think they can dictate terms. So I will bet the under in this match.
I feel like every time you and I have gone mano a mano in a major way in this tournament, you've ended up kicking my ass. So I'm a little concerned here. I'm going to go both teams to score, honestly. I think the big difference between Poland and Spain.
So Spain has Alvaro. We could both, like, yeah, I could push and win a half unit. Yeah, two and a half.
Is that Spain's got Alvaro Morata and Poland, of course, has Robert Lewandowski, who's the best number nine in the world. So
but
I think
Poland score a lot for Poland doesn't score almost any goals for Poland.
Did score in the last game. Did score against Spain. So he's off the schneid here in this particular tournament. So I think Poland's going to be able to score. They got to win, so they're going to be going all out. And if their defense is going to be stretched, I certainly think Sweden will be able to get one by as well. So both teams to score for Nikki Football, Poland and Sweden. We stay in the group can at noon. Spain, a massive favorite over Slovakia. Spain only 2 points right now, so Spain has to win. Spain minus 525, Slovakia plus 400, the draw plus 550, total 2.5 and 3.
I don't have a bet for this match. My word of caution for people, I think, is in these types of matches where Spain, like Spain minus two, Spain's a monster favorite. You have a country that hasn't played well in the tournament, and it is an expected demolition because they like have to demolish, basically. These matches, typically, it's actually good to get contrarian on. In the last World Cup, there were a couple of these. Germany, when they got bounced in group play, these were the types of matches where it's like, well, Germany has to be all in. It's the third match. You'd be like, or they don't cover. Actually, they just don't cover.
Who did they lose to in the last match? Either Mexico or South Korea, I think.
I want to say it was, they definitely played Mexico. I think Mexico was the first match, maybe.
And then they beat Sweden, and then I think they lost to South Korea. I'm pretty sure. Eli, look that up if you can, please.
So I think it's tough to take a country who hasn't played very well, and then when you want to kind of dial it up and you need them to go all out and you need them to play really well and the market reflects that, I think it's very dangerous to take that team in that situation when they haven't given you any reason to bet them to win by that much. So if anything, if I had to bet the match, I think I would bet Slovakia probably plus two, but I really think this is like a stay away for me. I don't anticipate having a bet on the match.
I think the final score of this game is almost always Spain 1, Slovakia 0. Slovakia is not good. Spain is better than the results would indicate here, but I don't think Spain is a team that's going to challenge for a championship here. But I think Spain 1-0 is very likely. I ain't laying minus 525 with Spain. So give me the under here. I'll take the under here. La Roja win, La Roja advance, and the game goes under the total, under 2.5 and 3 for Nikki Football in Spain and Slovakia. Can we move to 3 p.m. in the main event of the day, the crown jewel of Wednesday? France and Portugal. France is through already, plus 113. Portugal need a result here, and they're likely through, so a draw likely gets them through, a win will as well. Portugal plus 260, draw plus 200, 2.5, France and Portugal. As England, by the way, have just won 1-0. The game goes under. I do not get my draw.
Okay, yes.
Stop celebrating.
Third straight under. Okay. I like Portugal picking plus a half. I think very low scoring. Like, again, dominant team versus dominant team. I know I said this for Germany, Portugal, and Germany shattered it by scoring so much. But again, like, France don't really need the match. Portugal drawn there through anyway. I think something like Portugal picking plus a half, maybe the under for me in this match. And that'd be how I'd play it.
I think Portugal's going to win. I think France is really disjointed right now. I think if France ends up, by the way, getting England in the next round, and England has won their group, they will get one of the three teams of the group of death. Idiots. Should have drew. Morons. I actually think France will annihilate England if that's the case here. But I think Portugal is going to win this game tomorrow. So France is through already. Portugal, I think, gets the win. I think we see a big game from Bruno Fernandes. Ronaldo scores a goal in this game. Give me Portugal plus 260 to upset France tomorrow in the Euro Cup, or if you're listening on Wednesday, today. And we close with Germany and Hungary. Germany minus 575. The Hungarians plus 1,300. Draw plus 650. The total here is 3 and 3.5.
Yeah, Germany have obviously scored scored with alacrity, obviously, in the match against Portugal. They I think they're going to be able to score in this match. Hungary, obviously, the floodgates opened at the end against Portugal, and then they allowed and then, France had a lot of opportunities as well. So, like, I think there are going to be a lot of goals in this match. The total reflects that. So you're paying a monster price. I don't have a bet on the winner of the match. If I had to bet it, I would bet the over, and I would go into more detail, but we're running out of time. So why don't you give your handicap? I think
we'll go mano a mano. I like the under here. I think this is going to be a bit of a nervy game for Germany here. Well, pressure's all on Germany to not just win, but put forth a monster performance. Germany wins, and they are through. I think we see three goals at most here, 2-1 maybe. So I like the under here. I think Germany are likely to win, but I ain't laying minus 575 in Germany, one of my futures bets here. So very invested in Germany making it through. By the way, Croatia is through as the second place finisher in Group D. Czech Republic will advance as well as one of the best third place teams. So England, Croatia, and the Czech Republic all make it out of Group D. England, by virtue of winning, will have to face either France, Germany, or Portugal. Idiots in the round of 16. And those are our Euro bets coming up on Wednesday in the Euro Cup. On You Better, You Bet. 2 hours down, two more to go. Drew Dinsick, Whale Capper, joins us next hour. James Mazzola joins us next hour. Power Hour, final hour. But we start hour number 3 with the things we will not be talking about over the final 2 hours of the show here on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.